is Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio. Catholic Review Radio is a weekly radio program and podcast hosted by Catholic Review Media, the news operation of the Archdiocese of Baltimore. We are grateful to our Catholic partners for the opportunity to bring quality Catholic programming to our listeners each week.
Welcome to Catholic Review Radio. I'm George Matisek. Have you ever felt the call to pray with your whole heart, soul, and voice? On today's episode, we're diving into charismatic prayer, a powerful and expressive form of worship. What is it? How does it connect us more deeply with the Holy Spirit? And how can it transform faith? Joining us today are Benjamin Allersler and Jack Morris, two seminarians studying to become priests for the Archdiocese of Baltimore. Both Ben and Jack are involved in the charismatic movement and have received training in charismatic prayer through a two-year program called the Encounter School of Ministry. Benjamin is from St. John the Evangelist Parish in Severna Park. He currently is studying at the Pontifical North American College in Rome. Jack is from St. Louis Parish in Clarksville and is currently on his pastoral year at the pastorate of St. John the Evangelist in Frederick and St. Joseph on Carrollton Manor in Buckystown. Both are expected to be ordained to the priesthood in June 2027. Ben and Jack, thanks so much for being here on Catholic Review Radio.
Thank you so much, George, for having us on. It's a real pleasure to be with you, and it's always a pleasure to listen to the Catholic Review Radio, especially being away from the diocese for a little bit. For me personally, it's been a wonderful source of connection in listening to some of the shows and learning about what's going on in the diocese. So excited to be with you today.
Yeah, very happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
So to start off, maybe we could just define what charismatic prayer is. When we say charismatic prayer, what is that? And how does it differ from other forms of prayer? Maybe Ben, you want to start with that?
Sure. Yeah. For me, one of the ways that I have helped, kind of helped me personally to learn about charismatic prayer is kind of a growth through my own kind of personal involvement with my home parish, which is St. John's in Severna Park. And having many different priest mentors come through, including Father Eric Arnold, currently as the pastor, of having these kind of like monthly praise and worship nights that he has helped to orchestrate and lead. And I've always been struck by a big emphasis that he's placed on the Holy Spirit's role in the life of every Christian, and that it's actually the Holy Spirit who teaches us how to pray. And for me, there's the element of going to Mass, going to Sunday Mass, and just being really, you know, kind of locked into the routine of that, of whether the nuts and bolts of the Catholic faith. But there's been a growing desire in my own heart for wanting to be more on fire with the Holy Spirit and to have a deeper relationship with this third person of the Trinity. And so this actually kind of led me in a lot of ways to dive into the charismatic kind of renewal and open me up to the Holy Spirit. And that's kind of spread throughout my seminary journey, including when I was at John Paul II Seminary in Washington, D.C., of kind of getting more involved in some praise and worship music down there, and even following me to my current seminary, where there's a bunch of seminarians who get together kind of weekly and we'll pray together and kind of ask for particular words for each other and pray over each other and ask the Lord's kind of if there's something that he wants to share with the group. So in a way for me, though, it's been a very gradual journey and kind of a lot of trial and error figuring out how to be a little bit more open to the Holy Spirit and his involvement, and wanting to speak actually actively kind of in my present life and situations where I find myself.
Jack, do you find that to be the case, that charismatic prayer is really about the Holy Spirit?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think if you look at the charismatic renewal as like an even organized movement in the church, the goal has clearly been to bring Christians, and especially, I mean, within the Catholic Church, to bring Catholic Christians into a deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit. So the goal has always kind of been to, for the grace of Pentecost that the apostles experienced at the very beginning of the church, for that to actually be present and active, for that grace to really be poured out right now in the life of the church and in the life of ordinary believers. So I think if we were to talk about charismatic prayer as a kind of spirituality among many spiritualities in the church, you know, you have Franciscan spirituality, Dominican spirituality, different ways of praying typically are marked by different patron saints, maybe that kind of popularized this kind of prayer. Maybe distinctive ways of praying. We could certainly do that with charismatic prayer. There are some elements that are distinctive in terms of like there's often music involved, which tends to be praise and worship music. There's an emphasis on spontaneous prayer, extemporaneous prayer, based on like, you know, whatever, however the Holy Spirit might be moving you in a particular moment to pray. There's an emphasis on community, so people gathering together to pray as a corporate body, you know, as a unity, as a whole group. And there's certainly an emphasis on the charisms of the Holy Spirit, the more like extraordinary gifts of the Holy Spirit. But I think one thing that kind of Ben was getting at that I've also been realizing is different spiritualities, you know, yeah, tend to be attached to maybe different forms of prayer or different, maybe from they're coming from different saints or different spiritual leaders in the church. Charismatic prayer is really defined by the action of the Holy Spirit. And so it actually makes itself a very universal way to pray because all of us as Christians are under the influence and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So I found in my own life, leaning into charismatic prayer has really just been leaning into like relationship with the Holy Spirit, actually having a living, real relationship with God, the Holy Spirit. That's kind of been the defining feature of charismatic prayer for me.
Ben talked a little bit about how he became involved in the charismatic movement. How about for yourself, Jack? How were you first introduced to charismatic prayer?
Yeah, I guess I never really set out to like be involved in the charismatic renewal or the charismatic movement per se. Certainly when I look back at my upbringing, I realized there were a lot of elements of, you know, prayer that I was doing that were maybe you could maybe call charismatic. So, you know, I mean, a lot of people listen to, you know, Christian music on the radio, and certainly I did, and praise and worship is kind of a part of different things I was doing in youth group. Retreats that I went on as a teenager actually involved yeah, praise and worship was a part of them. And then there were opportunities on the retreat for the leaders of the retreat to actually pray with each of us in a very personal way, which I had never really experienced before. But when I got to seminary, I have to say that like I kind of thought that being in seminary, it was time for me to kind of put those things aside. Like, you know, they were helpful for me to kind of grow in my faith as an adolescent. But now that I'm an adult, now that I'm like really getting serious about my prayer life and my spiritual life, it's time for me to move on to kind of, you know, more serious things. That's kind of how I was thinking. But that actually changed my senior year at John Paul II Seminary. I was walking down to pray a holy hour in the chapel, and this song, Goodness of God, very popular praise and worship song, was stuck in my head, and I couldn't get out of my head. And I started to pray my holy hour, you know, like my silent hour of prayer. And no matter what I tried, this song was still in my head. So I decided to pray with it. I decided to use this as the basis for my meditation that day. And I ended up receiving like huge consolation. Like the Lord really poured out his love into my heart through the words of this song. And so after that experience, I realized, wow, God, you just used this praise and worship song, which I've kind of been writing off as like, I don't really need this in my life anymore. You just use that to like totally open up my heart to you in a new way. So that's when I realized there's something going on here. And that would kind of started me off on a path of, you know, through friends and other seminarians going on different retreats that were more charismatic. I ended up going to Mount St. Mary's Seminary. We had a Life in the Spirit seminar my first year there that was run by some seminarians and one of our lay professors. And that ended actually and culminated with an opportunity to receive baptism in the Spirit. And that's really what set me off on my journey that ended up leading me into Encounter Ministries.
Ben, when a lot of Catholics think of charismatic renewal or the charismatic movement, there's a certain image that comes to mind that it's more associated with Pentecostalism, maybe people speaking in tongues or waving their arms in prayer. But there's also a deeply Catholic connection to the charismatic renewal. Could you talk about that? Maybe some of the concerns Catholics might have about charismatic prayer and how this really is Catholic.
Yeah, great question. I always love this dynamic because it's very much personally for me a part of my story because I continue to feel a little bit of that tension myself. Prayer is primarily about this relationship with God, and it's something that is based for Catholics and in scripture and tradition of the church. And if you look at the early church, you actually see the descent of the Holy Spirit on the apostles at Pentecost, and then this kind of immediate outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon them, where they actually start speaking in tongues. And people from all over these different regions can hear and interpret what they're saying. And they start perform miracles, signs, and wonders. And I think for me growing up, there's always been a sense of awe and amazement at that, but also a little bit of a sense too of like I also want to participate in that as a Catholic. That's not just something that's for the early church, but actually the early church is kind of this pattern upon which the church understands who she is and continues through time, that we also participate, God calling us to that same level of relationship with Him. So for me, there's been a greater openness as I've gone through this journey of learning how to be kind of step out in faith for my Catholic faith, and kind of a purification too, with recognizing that right in charismatic prayer there's a lot of times, right, the opening of the hands, lifting of the hands, and maybe that kind of speaking in tongues, but those are actually all primarily certainly like speaking in tongues, like a charism, particular charism of the Holy Spirit that he can pour out. And we see that in St. Paul's letter in the Corinthians. But actually, and this has been something that's been really helpful for me with Encounter Ministries, is actually learning how are all these different things integrated together. And this Encounter Ministries program in their School of Ministry is all built about teaching and equipping and activating disciples to actually go out and really to demonstrate the love of God through the Holy Spirit wherever they are. And for me, there's been a growing desire, kind of as Jack was saying as well, throughout seminary to, as I've grown in relationship with God, to have not just God being like my personal time of silent prayer that I have at different times of the day, or not just to be contact with Him in Mass, but actually to have this living almost a supernatural lifestyle where everything is colored within the view that God is real, that He's living, and He actually cares about me and wants to interact in every moment of my life. And so I've seen this actually as I've gone through some information of other brother seminarians have been a really good witness to me of being able to teach me and really reveal to me in different moments, in very small ways, that God's actually active and caring. And so what maybe just to kind of give one example of this, just very recently a brother, I was sharing a difficulty I was having, and he offered not just to be like, oh, I'll pray for you at some later point in the future, but he's like, actually, do you want to pray like right now about this? And he stepped out in faith about that, and he just began a prayer. And as he was praying, he was like, it's gonna get a sense like the Lord really wants to give you a spirit of peace and of encouragement in this particular area of your life. And I recognized kind of like the Lord was kind of using and speaking through him in that moment of his Holy Spirit. And from that kind of interaction, that quote unquote charismatic, but really just opening me up to recognizing that God's actually right here with me in this moment, not just like I'm going about my regular life, I got to worry about my problems, but actually God cares about me right now, and it's actually my brother's helping me to encounter him in this moment where I feel particularly maybe powerless or weak or something like that. So it's been this kind of turn for me, of continual turn, very gradual, of recognizing that God had not just something for Sunday, but He's actually deeply involved and personal and wants to be really not just to use us, but to actually incorporate us freely into His plan to be His instruments of bringing His message and love through the Holy Spirit to all those within our sphere of influence.
Our guests today are Benjamin Auerzler and Jack Morris, two seminarians studying to become priests for the Archdiocese of Baltimore. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation about charismatic prayer. I'm George Matisek. You're listening to Catholic Review Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
Put our children on the right path, one that leads them to become intelligent, responsible, compassionate adults. That path begins with a Catholic education. Catholic schools inspire academic excellence with a balanced curriculum that integrates music, arts, world language, and Catholic faith, while challenging students in the areas of science, math, and technology. Help your child reach their full potential. Enroll in a Catholic school today.
Catholic news from the Archdiocese of Baltimore and around the world with the Catholic Review. Smiles and laughter filled St. Agnes School's gymnasium in Catonsville as children in grades pre-K through 8 arrived in waves to receive free winter coats and greet Baltimore Archbishop William E. Lurie the morning of December 9th. Since 2009, the Knights of Columbus have provided more than 1 million new winter coats to children throughout the United States and Canada through its Coats for Kids project. The Maryland State Council distributed 175 coats December 9th to students at St. Agnes, with other coats designated for students at the Loyola School in Baltimore, Head Start, and Catholic Charities locations throughout the area. In all, the Knights distributed 720 coats locally. At St. Agnes, Archbishop Lurie sprinkled holy water on the coats before they were distributed. Archbishop Lurie is the supreme chaplain for the Knights, whose mission is to empower Catholic men to live their faith at home, in their parish, at work, and in their community. There are 26,000 members in Maryland. Through fundraisers, the Maryland State Council purchased the coats for $6,500 from the Knights headquarters. For more on this story, visit CatholicReview.org. At the Blue Peak Center for Applied Behavioral Analysis, the aim is more than just working to modify the behavior of young children with autism. It is also to help them and their families thrive and learn to cope with the world around them. The 4,500-square-foot center, based at Mount St. Mary's University School of Health Professions near downtown Emmitsburg, aligns its services with the bedrock Catholic teaching that every individual has inherent dignity, according to Christine McCausland, dean of the university's School of Health Professions. The center is helping families in need with behavioral, intellectual, and emotional issues. It applies science to help children and their families flourish in meaningful ways. The Blue Peak Center serves young children from infancy to age 6 from Maryland, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. Most of the people who reached out to the center, which officially began providing care to children December 1st, have been from Frederick County, McCausland said. For more on this story, visit CatholicReview.org. And if you're listening to the Catholic Review on a podcast, be sure to click that like and follow button. For everyone at the Catholic Review, I'm Kevin Parks.
With inviting surroundings, complete independence, and an unmatched quality of life, Mercy Ridge is the unparalleled choice for your retirement lifestyle. It's a way of living that promotes an active, healthier life. Located in Timonium, Maryland, Mercy Ridge Continuing Care Retirement Community features a beautifully landscaped 32-acre campus. The grounds, dining, and recreational amenities and residences are designed to provide a gracious lifestyle and a variety of exciting activities. Visit mercyridge.com.
This is Archbishop William Lurie of Baltimore, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio.
Welcome back to Catholic Review Radio. I'm George Matusek. We're talking today about charismatic prayer with Benjamin Auersler and Jack Morris, two seminarians studying to become priests for the Archdiocese of Baltimore. Jack, we had talked in the last segment about some of the training that you guys have received in charismatic prayer. Could you expand on that a little bit more? What is the program that you're enrolled in, and how does it work, and what are you learning?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So Ben and I are right now are taking classes through the Encounter School of Ministry. So Encounter Ministries is a Catholic apostolate based out of Michigan, I believe, right, Ben? Michigan? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. They're a Catholic apostolate based out of Michigan. And their mission is to, their mission statement is to unleash the transforming power of the Holy Spirit in the world through teaching, equipping, and activating disciples to demonstrate the love of God through the power of the Holy Spirit in their sphere of influence. So what that means is their goal is basically, we want Catholics to become empowered by the Holy Spirit to actually demonstrate God's love by doing incredible and even like miraculous things. When we witness miracles, when we see them happening, that greatly increases our faith and our understanding of how much God loves us. And so Encounter was founded by people who became deeply convinced that that this is something that the Lord is doing right now in the life of the church. He's pouring out the Holy Spirit for the working of miracles, not just for our sake to build up our faith, but actually even to draw people into the church. This Encounter School of Ministry, it's a 2-year program. They have actually a lot of satellite campuses for people to come and take these courses in person, but we're doing them online. And in these courses, it involves a couple of videos that we watch each week, and then we have a 2-hour live class that we zoom into every week. It's broken up into several different segments and quarters where we're learning different things, but the basic ideas, first off, we go through a quarter of working on our transformation, the transformation of our identity. So coming to a much deeper knowledge and appropriation of our identity as God's beloved sons, beloved daughters, and coming to a greater knowledge of exactly who we are in God's eyes and what he's called us, who he's called us to be and what he's called us to do in the life of the church. And then a lot of these other quarters are all about, teaching us and equipping us to have a greater knowledge and understanding of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the charismatic gifts of the Holy Spirit that the Lord gives us as ordinary disciples to actually demonstrate his love through the working of signs and wonders. So we're taking courses right now about prophetic ministry, speaking God's word with a supernatural effectiveness into the lives of other people. We're going to have a quarter learning about inner healing. We're going to have a quarter learning about even physical healing and how we can better be open to receive those gifts and then to actually use those gifts in our daily lives to help people encounter God in a supernatural way.
Ben, how do you anticipate using this experience of charismatic prayer in your ministry?
Yeah, great question. Part of me thought I could live and be a good priest just if I just do the right things, if I check all the right boxes, and even just the sense of being a Christian, if I just kind of fulfill the obligations, that'll be enough. But actually, as I've grown deeper in my relationship with the Lord, I realize the constant desire of a desire for more is kind of a really easy way to say that. And I realize at times when I have that sense of strong connection with the Lord and with the community that's really being open to the Holy Spirit and asking him to pour out his grace, pour out his gifts and charisms to be able to better serve and upbuild those around me. There's a thought of why do I live this way all the time? Why do I oftentimes fall into this, almost this mindset that God's relegated to certain times of the week or in certain places of my life, it's actually just me alone. And I'm kind of orphaned. I just kind of need to figure out this stuff, get this stuff organized, and then I'll allow God in. So actually for me, in first and foremost in my own life of prayer and being a Christian, encounter has helped me to renew my identity as a beloved son of God and actually to be built up in my spirit that God really wants to interact and bring me into relationship, not just to problem solve different areas of my life, but to actually look at everything through a different lens, realizing that he's right there with me. And as I've continued to receive the Lord's own love for me, the greater and greater degrees, increase my capacity to receive him. That's actually where ministry comes from, is from being able to receive the Lord's love for me and be able to share that with others. So I think in a very practical way, it's not just an add-on to priestly ministry, to diaconal ministry, God willing, in the near future, but it's actually this whole mindset shift of recognizing that wherever I am, whether I'm out eating and I'm in the grocery store is a great example, and I run into people and they ask, hey, can you pray for me? It's well, why don't we just take a few moments to pray right here, and to introduce people that God actually wants to be present and active in your life all the time. And there's something that's, at least for me, I kind of feel a little bit of a fear around that, because it's almost oh, this is my personal space. I don't want God to come in. So there can be a little bit of a fear of losing something. But actually, quite the contrary, I found it to be profoundly freeing. The more I realize that I'm actually not alone, and God wants to be that intimate, that personal, and to work his miracles of freedom and pouring out his graces that we might upbuild the church and all those around us.
Jack, we have about a minute left. If people want to learn more about the charismatic renewal or a charismatic prayer, what are some resources they might turn to?
Yeah, certainly. A first step would be the Archdiocese has, if you go to archbald.org/charismatic, you'll find information about the Catholic Charismatic Renewal being active in our Archdiocese right now. Certainly, the Encounter Ministries homepage, encounterministries.us, will give you a lot of resources. They have a lot of videos actually explaining different elements of charismatic prayer and addressing common questions. And actually, another great resource, if people are excited or even just feel some kind of a prompting to maybe take a further step to learn more about this, Encounter has a conference every year where people can actually come and experience witness signs and wonders, and for themselves come to a greater openness, maybe to receiving more of the Holy Spirit. The Encounter Conference of 2025 is going to be happening in Toledo, Ohio, this summer. So you can find out more at encounterministries.us/conference.
And we'll have all those resources listed on our website as well at catholicreview.org. So Benjamin Auerschler and Jack Morris, two seminarians studying to become priests for the Archdiocese of Baltimore, thanks so much for being here on Catholic Review Radio.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much, George.
For Catholic Review Radio, I'm George Matusek. Thanks for listening.
Remember the spirit of your parish community, the power of worshiping together, the warmth of friends new and old who share your faith. Join us for Mass this weekend. Visit archbelt.org to find a Catholic parish near you. Feel the joy.
You're probably not getting much church news in your daily newspaper or on your local TV station. The Catholic Review is the only publication in the Archdiocese of Baltimore that covers the Catholic Church full-time. There are so many ways to stay in touch with the Catholic Review. Pick up the monthly magazine at your parish or have it delivered to your home. Get fresh news every day online at catholicreview.org. Subscribe to our e-newsletter for twice-weekly updates. Just text CR Media to 84576. Follow the Catholic Review on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Catholic Review Media will inspire, teach, inform, and engage you wherever your faith takes you. Read it today in print or online at catholicreview.org. That's catholicreview.org.
Tune in to Catholic Review Radio next week. Available on WMET 1160 AM and 103.1 FM. Also, WSJF 92.7 FM in the Sykesville area and WVTO 92.7 FM in Baltimore City. Check us out on SoundCloud or your favorite podcast app.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Catholic Review Radio. As we prepare for the week ahead, let us do so in prayer together as one community of faith. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us also ask the blessing and intercession of our Blessed Mother as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May Almighty God bless us and keep us always in his love.